I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Bible is getting pulled from elementary and junior high schools in the Davis School District. A review committee found that it contains sensitive material as defined by a Utah law passed last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, remains found in Garfield County over the holiday weekend have been confirmed to be those of a missing man from Mapleton. Austin Madsen was reported missing back in January. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Going to be harsh delays. SR-92 getting out of Utah County towards Sandy, 110th South area of northbound I-15. And then you're going to struggle downtown up to north, up to Woods Cross. And then Legacy Parkway's got delays. West Bountiful up to Centerville as well. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms are back and they look to stick around. I'm Kevin Eubank.
74 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC.
A structural engineers report, which was issued last week, said a wall in a Davenport, Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday was in danger of crumbling, but residents were never informed.
At the time and the information we had, based on the engineering reports from Select Structural, there was no cause to think they shouldn't be. So that was why that permit was issued for that repair work to be done.
Richard Oswald, the city's director of development and neighborhood services. The Pentagon's canceled tonight's drag show at Nevada's Nellis Air Force Base. It said the event, which was to mark the start of Pride Month, was not in line with recent comments by Secretary of Defense Austin. The Senate is expected to begin voting on a bill to raise the debt ceiling later tonight.
Default is not an option. And that means we have to pass this bill.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin. President Biden spoke to former President Obama today. The White House says they talked about the votes in Congress and other subjects. Daria Albinger, ABC.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. Senator Mitt Romney says he's going to vote for the debt ceiling bill when it finally comes up on the floor. He says there's one main reason that he supports it.
The reason I'm voting for it is pretty straightforward. It's better than the alternatives. It's not perfect. It has flaws. There are lots of ways it could be better. But in a government that is part Democrat and part Republican, it is a compromise that's better than the alternatives. The alternatives were one of two things. Number one, we could have defaulted on the debt. But that's not a answer. That's just the next step, because then what happens after that? Number two, we could have had a so-called clean debt ceiling increase. That wouldn't be ideal either. Number three, we got some things that we were hoping to get, and Speaker McCarthy was able to accomplish a number of objectives. And you know what those are. One is the largest spending reduction in American history. That's an accomplishment. Number two, as you know, is that there are some permitting reforms. Are they better than what was there before? Yes. Are they perfect? No. Is there more that should be done? Absolutely. But it's a step forward. There's going to be light shed on presidential regulations and how much they cost. And again, that's a step forward. So that's the reason I'm going to be supporting the bill. I would note that we all decided that we wanted to have one person in the room where it happened, and that was Kevin McCarthy. We unanimously stood behind him and asked him to negotiate on our behalf. He did. I know there's some people who are frustrated that they think they could have done a better job in the room where it happens. Well, first of all, you got to get elected to that job. And Kevin McCarthy did get elected to that job by his colleagues in the House. And two, he did a very sound job. Perfect? No. Better than I could have done? Almost certainly. And better than most of the people who don't like the bill? Absolutely. I would note, as you probably know, that in Congress and in the Senate and in politics generally, there are people who want to make a noise and there are people who want to make law. And you'll hear from people who want to make noise and will express anger and frustration at something that they don't think is perfect. But there are others who want to make law and want to vote for something that they think is an improvement.
Mitt Romney there, he says he'd like to see more military spending, but feels that that can be brought along with spending bills down the road. He also praised a spending reduction of $1.5 trillion over a 10-year period.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.